My favorite family Christmas tradition is a little snack that my mother makes that is called trash. And what it is basically is, it's like two different like Chex Mix cereal things and pretzels and Cheerios and almonds thrown into a pan, and then she makes like this liquid concoction thing. It's like Worcestershire sauce, and what's it called? Soy sauce, and there's other butter, and then she throws it on there, and then she puts it in the oven for a couple of hours. I don't know how many hours, but it's like really good, and it's all spicy, and it's very delicious, and it's called trash because it's just a bunch of random trash.
Welcome to episode 76 of the Family Time Q&A podcast. I am your host, Jerry, from TheRealJerryDugan.com, and you are listening to a podcast that is about family living with actual family members talking with each other. Now, you just heard from Emma. She was sharing her favorite family Christmas tradition where Olivia makes a snack for us called Texas Trash. In fact, I just ate some before I began recording, and it's good. In fact, this is batch number two. She made batch number one when we came back from North Carolina on our Thanksgiving vacation, and we ate that up in a couple of weeks, and she got right on to making batch number two. And batch number two takes a little bit longer for us to get through because we get bombarded with cookies and chocolate covered everything. So we're kind of mixing it up. We're eating chocolate covered stuff. We're eating cookies. We're eating lots of good food in December. And we're also snacking on Texas Trash. I posted the recipe for Texas Trash in the show notes for episode 74. That could be found at TheRealJerryDugan.com/074. So, podcast on family living with actual family members talking with each other. How did that come to be a thing? Well, while I was jogging in 2014, this was actually January 1st, 2014. I remember almost like the way Doc Brown remembers the day he invented the flux capacitor in Back to the Future. So I'm jogging and I realized my blog platform had showcased my writing, but it didn't really showcase my speaking. So how do I do that? I realized, you know, most family shows, you got to have some credibility. You've got to be a counselor in family therapy or marriage therapy. I had no intention of going back to school to do that. There's a lot of work that is involved with counseling. I am more than happy to recommend some great ones to you if you ever need that. However, the other option was to become a pastor. And pastors seem to become experts on marriage and family, especially in the niche that we're interested in, which is Christ-centered marriages and Christ-centered families. And so we thought, well, yeah, but do you feel called and led to be a pastor? Because there's more to being a pastor than just, you know, talking about marriage. And then it finally hit me. There's one thing missing in these marriage and family shows that I could possibly bring. And that thing was, in all these shows I've listened to where you have these experts, these counselors, these folks with PhDs, folks who've written lots and lots of research papers, and even the pastors who talk about Christ-centered families and marriage, there was one key ingredient that was always missing: the family. And I mean the family on the show itself. And if they brought the spouse on, yeah, that might work, or, you know, they sounded too scripted. I wanted a show that answered the question, what if the host of a marriage and family podcast was dumb enough, or maybe even bold enough, to bring his own family onto the show and see what they really had to say? And that's what we've done. For the last 2 years, that is what Family Time Q&A podcast has really been about. Whether our family wanted to keep things light and fun, or we tackled tough issues, we always shared the real us. And even when we've had struggles, you know, Jacob becoming a teenager has been a challenge for me. My family growing, you know, our kids getting older, their activities getting, you know, more involved, have been a challenge on me as a father and a husband who's creeping up on the age of 40. And so that's what I have looking forward to in this show in 2016. That's sharing more of that internal struggle. Whether I share it live with a guest or I just share it after the fact, I don't know yet, but I figured, and I feel that it's important that we keep that real part of the show in. So with that said, in the last 2 years, we've heard a lot. Emma has a great track record of calling me out from the very beginning, episode 001, when she said, hey, you know when you play video games, Dad, and you get mad and you cuss at the video game console? Well, stop it. And that was her advice to me in 2014 on how to be a better dad. So you're going to get more of that too. So even though we ask those light questions, you're going to get some of those real moments too. And it's the result of us coming together as a family and having conversations here in front of you. So if you've listened to the show for the full 2 years, I thank you for being with us from the very beginning. And if you're going to stay with us for the years to come, even more grateful. If you're joining us for the first time, stick around because this is a fun show. It is something I love to share. It's something I love to listen to when I'm on my flights for work. And what I really love is when I hear the feedback that comes back. In fact, our friend Heather from Corpus Christi shared with us about episode 75 when we talked about when Christmas season is hard. And she said that was just very helpful for her. And there were some words of encouragement that she needed to hear. And so, Heather, thank you for sharing that with us because it lets us know that we're being real. We're being sensitive to the folks who are listening. And, you know, we also miss Judah very, very much. I'm just blessed that he had spoken with me about starting his own podcast before he left us. So on behalf of the entire Dugan family, I want to thank all of you for listening to us for the past 2 years and for sticking around with us and sharing us with your family and friends. So a lot of neat things have come out of me being the host of this podcast, Family Time Q&A. The sound quality has changed quite a bit. In fact, when we started this, I just recorded on my smartphone, and it was a BlackBerry at the time, I think. A Motorola. And so we just used the microphone that was on my smartphone. And then over time, we upgraded, and basically, I got a Samsung Galaxy S4, and I learned that they had stereo microphones on that thing. And so we went from recording in mono to stereo. And I was like, wow, we're sounding even better. And then I bought my first USB microphone in February, a Samsung Q2U, plugged into the computer, and just gave myself a crash course in a program called Audacity. Right then and there, the sound quality jumped up tenfold, but we were sharing a microphone back and forth. Now I've got a mixer. We're allowed to plug into two microphones at the same time. In fact, actually, I've discovered how to put in a third and fourth one, except the power isn't as strong going to those third and fourth microphones. However, we can actually have up to four microphones now and have all four Dugans talking at the same time with this dynamic style sound that you're hearing right now. So as far as hardware goes, I've learned so much about podcasting. When it comes to software, cleaning up audio, Audacity, I've learned so much with that program, Audacity. And so what that has led me to are a couple of opportunities that I've been a part of. So in 2016, I'm going to be the newest co-host of a new podcast called Beyond the Rut, which is about inspiring people to live the life they've always dreamed of, Beyond the Rut. We've had Brandon Cunningham on our show a couple of times, episode 27, and then another one in the 60s. I forget when, but I think episode 65. And that's when we had Emma on, Brandon. He talked about his show. And so he's been on the show a couple of times. I just released an episode with the show, episode 15. And then 2016, I'm going to be the new co-host of Beyond the Rut. Very exciting for me. And I've also been in collaboration on another podcast called The Leaders Foundry. My friend from middle school, high school, Davidson Young, started his own podcast called The Leaders Foundry, and it's about leadership, how leaders are not born, they're made. And he talks with many leaders that he knew personally from Google, because he himself left Google to start his own leadership coaching business. And it's a great show. The folks he has on that show are great. And I was just honored that he called me and asked me for advice on where to host it, how to set up his website, what kind of equipment he should use, what did I start with, and just to make sure he was on the right track. And shortly after he talked with me, he put together the first three episodes and he launched. And I just thought, wow, that's so cool. So not only did I get to share about my family for the last 2 years, I am now going to be a co-host on a show about living your dream, getting the life you've always wanted. And I've helped my friend Davidson launch his own podcast. And there's a gentleman here in town who he owns a physical therapy, a home health contracting business. He can explain it better than I can. His name's Bert. And he's asked me to help him launch his own podcast specifically for physical therapists who want to go out on their own. So this hasn't just been about family. It's been about helping us get our own message out there. And then we're also starting to help other people get their messages out there. And for me, it's an exciting time. I never thought I would be a so-called expert on podcasting. But here I am giving advice to folks and sharing with folks and helping folks like Davidson launch their podcast, and hopefully Bert in the next few weeks or few months. I'll sit down and have lunch with him in a little bit. Now in 2016, I'd love for you to call in, you know, ask us questions, you know, try to stump us. Maybe you want to learn about something seriously. We will give our honest perspective, our point of view, and hopefully that can help you make your own decision. So again, don't look at us specifically as content specific experts in anything, but you know, maybe, you know, how does your family view tithing? Or how did you guys get through financially tough times? How do you guys handle this? How do you guys handle that? We can share with you what we have done, what we have tried, what we believe in. And if it works for you, great, try it. If it doesn't work for you, great, you heard our perspective and you were able to make your own decision in another direction. And if that helps you, we're okay with that too. So call in. Our number is 361-434-0126. That's the number we use to put this episode together. Use it for you. Call in with those questions, call in with feedback, call in just to give a shout out to your wife or your children or something like that. We will play that for you. So again, that number is 361-434-0126. And I'll announce that in every episode from here on out. We'll review your questions, your comments, and we'll put them in the show. And of course, when you call in, give us your name, give us some contact information so we can let you know, hey, give you a heads up, you're going to be in episode 80, you know, whatever it is. Okay. So now that I've gotten all that out of the way, here's the reason we're all really tuning in to episode 76 on December 21st, 2015, and that is our Christmas special. We promised you that we were going to do something a little bit differently, and instead of our family strictly asking each other the questions, we're kind of breaking the fourth barrier here, kind of a movie term. So we asked you, our audience, what is your favorite family Christmas moment, memory, or tradition? And that could be from your childhood, or it could be something that you do today. And so for the last 3 weeks, we've had multiple responses come in, and this is the episode where we share that with you. So I'll kick it off. I'll share with you my own favorites, and then I'll share with you Sean's, and then we'll play for you all the recordings that came in on our number 361-434-0126. All right, so for me, as a kid, my favorite family Christmas tradition, it was opening up one present on Christmas Eve while watching Christmas specials on TV with my parents. Then I would wait up as long as I could because I wanted to catch Santa Claus in the act of placing presents under the tree. You know, I thought I was going to catch him this one time, but it turned out to be my mom. She yelled at me to go back to bed, and I did. So I never actually caught Santa in the act, though. Now today, my favorite family Christmas moment or tradition is watching Liv and the kids decorate our Christmas tree. Yeah, Liv has a bin of ornaments that she's collected over the years. She adds one special ornament every year. And so to hear her unwrap that ornament, tell the story behind it to our kids just eat it up and ask questions about her past. And I just think that is such a great tradition that she's passing on to our children year after year after year. Like, it's not about the ornaments, it's not about the decorations, but it's about her sharing her history with them so that they can do something like that in the future with their family. I just love seeing that because I don't have anything like that. As we get closer to Christmas, I love walking through neighborhoods that have really decked the halls. So we have Candy Cane Lane here in Corpus Christi. We have a couple of streets here and there that have really decorated things. Mr. Bill's Winter Wonderland is close by. And every time I see that with my family, I want to go home, bundle up, sip hot chocolate with them. And all of that just makes me happy. So that is that's kind of three favorite family Christmas moments or traditions. Now I've got one from Sean Albright out of Burney, Texas. He's one of the founding guys from Beyond the Rut, and he submitted that he thinks his favorite childhood memory was watching Charlie Brown's Christmas as well as Alvin and the Chipmunks' Christmas specials. Those were his favorite moments in Christmas while growing up. As an adult, it's helping his kids decorate the house while listening to George Strait Christmas CD. The George Strait Christmas CD. So thank you, Sean, for sharing that. And now, let's hear from everybody else who submitted their stories. And we'll kick it off with my mom, because, well, she's my mom.
I would like to share the Christmas story. I love to give, and I love to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, and I love to give the people that have less fortunate.
Hey Gary, it's Sylvia. Favorite family Christmas memory? When I was little, my dad would pile us up, all six of us, into the station wagon. And we would drive downtown because they would string greenery and lights all along the streets from the street lamp to street lamp. So we drove through that to go see the Christmas lights, and JCPenney was downtown, and on the second floor they had a corner picture window, and they always had a waving Santa Claus in there, mechanical. So that was one favorite memory. Another one, when my two girls were growing up, they would choose they could open one gift on Christmas Eve, and that was always new pajamas for them to wear that night. Bye.
Hey, Judy, this is Brandon from BeyondTheRut.com. And my favorite Christmas memory is my brother and I both got Dallas Cowboy uniforms with shoulder pads and helmets and everything. And we went outside in the snow. We were probably 8, 9 years old, and we just beat each other to death because we had these uniforms. And I just remember thinking that was the greatest Christmas I ever had. God bless. Have a great Christmas. Take care.
Hi, Jerry. It's Maddie, and you told me on Twitter to tell you my favorite Christmas, my favorite family Christmas moment. My favorite family Christmas moment would have to be 2 years ago. And we had just, I think it was one of our first Christmases in Texas. And yeah, we were also kind of like adjusting to everything. And this was at the time when I was a very young child. I was actually 7th grade, and I was obsessed with One Direction. So given that my mother gave me a box, it was an empty box. And I was like, what is this? And she stated with a very large and goofy smile on her face, nothing. So I opened the box. It was an empty box, and I thought she was just giving me, like, a stupid magnet or something. And I opened it, and there was a paper with not 5 Seconds of Summer, with One Direction on it. And it said, you're going to go see One Direction on September 29th, 2013, I think it was. And that was how I got my One Direction tickets. And the concert was amazing. 5 Seconds of Summer opened. One Direction was really good. The only downside to that concert was I was sick the entire time. But still, to this day, that is my favorite family Christmas moment. So thank you for letting me share this on the podcast, and I hope to hear more of the podcast later on. Bye. Thank you.
Hi, this is the Sanchez family, Eddie, Mandy, Sam, and Bella. We're leaving our favorite Christmas memory or tradition. I think in our case, more like memories. So Eddie has one in particular that he remembers a lot.
Well, tradition too, I would say, and of course Mandy, I'm sure, is probably going to say it too, always like going down candy cane lane with the kids. But as far as like my memories, I would say growing up, like when I was younger, we used to have a beagle, a dog named Charlie. And we always had like kind of a big family. So when we would like open presents during Christmas, we would always like tear open all the presents, and there would be wrapping paper like everywhere, like in the living room and the kitchen. Well, like our dog that we had at the time would go like crazy with all the presents, like in the wrapping paper, and he would wrap himself in it, and he'd be slipping and sliding and falling and tripping over his ears. And I don't know, that just kind of sits in my mind. I kind of sit there, I remember that like as a kid. So I would say that's a pretty close memory of mine. And that's it.
And mine is more recent. I think of whenever, you know, we're spending time with the kids and like to look at the Christmas lights. A couple of years ago, we went down to, or went up to Austin, and I think it's Zucker Park or something of that nature. And we went and saw all these amazing Christmas lights, and there was millions and millions and millions of lights and all kinds of different characters, and It was covered the whole entire park, and Bella was just a baby. She was like maybe 3 months old or 2 months old, and we were keeping her warm and cuddling with us, but still she loved the lights, and even though she was so small, and Sam too. And that same trip we went up to Dallas and went bobsledding at this hotel, and we just had a really good time enjoying, you know, the lights and seeing the kids' faces light up, and we like to do things like that.
But, yeah, those pretty much our Christmas memories, and we're glad to share them with you. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Say bye, Mel. No.
Bye.
Hi, this is Olivia. My favorite childhood Christmas memory, what happened around 3 a.m. every Christmas morning, I would wake up and I would stand at the top of the stairs and I would look down at our Christmas tree and I would see all the presents that Santa had left and I would see my stocking full. So I'd walk downstairs really quietly and just look at all the presents that were unwrapped because Santa would leave us unwrapped presents as opposed to the wrapped presents from my family. And I would look at all the Santa presents and just stand there like, wow, this is what Santa brought me. And then I would always, always grab my stocking and take everything out of my stocking, since those things were unwrapped also from Santa. And I'd take everything out, look at it all, admire it, and then put it back exactly the way I found it so my mom wouldn't know what I had done while everybody else was sleeping. That was my favorite memory, and I can still see the picture of the tree with all the Santa presents in my mind. Thanks.